Words control buying.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I'm holding here a book that I've talked about in the past, but it's always a good one to bring up again. Words That Sell, Richard Bayon. Such a good book in terms of giving you the type of words, giving you an idea of the type of words that you could possibly use in your advertising, in your marketing. The reason why it's really good power words and so forth, and if you read it, you kind of get an idea. And the one thing it does is it tells you positive words that you can use that will encourage people to purchase something. Okay, it's not a guarantee, but it's helpful. And it's great because it's like a thesaurus. It's a piece of reference material. This will always be in my library or something similar because it's so useful in that sense. Now, what I want to talk about more today is not as much the words that are going to encourage people to buy, but the words that stop people from buying. And there's different ones for everything that people purchase. And my question to you is, what are those words or phrases in your industry that stop people right in their tracks from moving any further with the business relationship, so to speak? You know, whether you have a service or what have you. I'm working with a group of network marketers, and it's a very interesting industry. One of the things that you'll see in this industry is, especially for people who are working in the business side of things, it really much takes on the business opportunity feel. And that's an industry all into itself. And the real issue is that if you're trying to find people that are the right fit for a business opportunity, and it's a long-running thing, it's not just something you sell to them and you make some money off of them and you move on. If you're talking about a long-term relationship, then you really need a very specific type of person. It's the opposite of the person that normally is attracted to business opportunity. It's actually somebody that's a little bit more responsible, is in it for the long haul, willing to put in hard work, not looking for a quick thing. And so to find that person, one of the words that you don't want to use is the word opportunity. Because opportunity will turn off the right kind of person. The type of person you're looking at, because they hear opportunity and they say, oh, well, that's one of those things, you know, one of those, you know, fly by night, get rich quick things. That's the exact opposite of what you want. Now, it's not true in every single case, but in many, many cases, that is the case. And there's a number of words that they have to be careful about using. Every industry has it, no matter what you're selling, or what you're putting out there for people that you want them to do, because that's really what it's all about, you know, one way or the other. You're wanting other people to do something that they're not currently doing, or to stop doing something that they are currently doing. And if you're trying to communicate that message, you have to know what the words are that you've got to stay away from. That really is more important than anything else. You've got to know the ideas, the pictures, and the words not to use. Quite often, if you look throughout your industry, it might be the words that everyone else is using. And for you to be able to stand out, for you to be different, sometimes you have to drop those words, drop those phrases, drop that symbology and everything that surrounds how people normally think about your product or service. Hopefully that makes sense to you. Is that something to kind of think of? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. What are words that are absolute no-nos for you to find your ideal client? Leave a comment down below wherever you're watching or listening to this. That's all I got for today. You have a good night. We'll be back tomorrow. Go grab a copy of my book, AmazonProofBook.com. Get a free copy of 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.